Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So John Kerry evidently resigning from the Biden administration. And there was a great joy rising up throughout the land, right? Well, wait a minute. It could get worse. I'm just a messenger. Okay. I'm just a messenger. It could get worse. He could be joining the Biden campaign. That's one possibility here. And of course, who's better at campaigning for president than John Kerry? I just don't know, folks. I mean, honestly, did we reach peak Kerry like a long time ago? And maybe now we just have it's too much John Kerry. Have we saturated with John Kerry at this point? So I don't know. Maybe if he just resigns, maybe he can just get on a private jet and fly somewhere else. That's my thought. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. And here we are, folks. It is hour number three of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, we'll be speaking with her in just a few moments. But first, we want to welcome everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Everybody listening on AM 930, of course. Everybody listening along the GCN network, good morning to everybody at the GCN, working very hard for the show. We appreciate that so very much. Also, anybody listening on the live streams from wherever you are, and if your power went out, maybe you picked us up on your phone or something like that, went to the live streams, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got the live streams right there, good links to the live streams. Also, you can send us a direct message simply by clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, because it's Monday, and it wouldn't be Monday without Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
And don't forget, folks, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You want to check those out as well. Well, Denise, you just heard me talk about John Kerry. I don't know. I mean, there are people out there right now going, good riddance, but he could be back, like Arnold. I'll be back, you know, I guess.
Oh, well, he says, no, he could be back. He is back.
He is back.
He's just, he's gone over to the campaign side.
Well, great. Well, actually, maybe that is great. Maybe people have had enough of John Kerry already, and especially when...
don't think that these people haven't already enlisted, you know, the campaign side, all of these surrogates. Bill Kristol, Mark Elias, Ron Klain, Barack Obama. I mean, they're out there.
Well, now, speaking of vice president, we were talking about right before we went to the break, you mentioned about Lee Zeldin. Now, right now, in terms of who Donald Trump might pick, but now Lee Zeldin hasn't got any votes from anybody or caucuses or won't get any votes, you know, in the primary. Is that a different direction to go, kind of like going with Mike Pence the first time around? You go with somebody who wasn't even in the lineup?
Well, I think it actually speaks to New York. Lee Zeldin was very close to winning the governorship, which says that, and especially now, how many New Yorkers are upset and mad about what's going on with immigration.
Right.
You could very well turn New York red.
Well, that would be spectacular. And, of course, we were talking about the idea of getting votes in the primaries, somebody who's come out for the primaries, but definitely, you know, sometimes coming with somebody who wasn't part of the initial primary pack, as it were, can be a little, it can be an interesting thing because now it's new, as opposed to being somebody who's been out there for quite some time in this cycle.
Well, and the other piece is, is he was a member of Congress, okay? So he knows the inner workings. And, you know, for the sake of argument, let's say that we do have President Trump round two, and the things that are going to need to be fixed, which are, you know, pretty much limitless. And, you know, the people that I just mentioned that are already mobilizing here to go against Trump, a Trump presidency, because, you know, he said he was going to be, what, a dictator and for one day on day one?
That's right, dictator day one.
Okay, well, then that says, take him at his word, then that says that you're going to need Congress. So you're going to need the machinery there. And that machinery, in order to work those channels in Congress to undo and redo and fix and legislate and so forth, is going to be Congress. So you're going to need somebody with that on his resume. And for right now, choosing Lee Zeldin, which, you know, Trump may come out in South Carolina or he may come out in New Hampshire or whatever and say this is his choice, would not hurt any people that are already in Congress and pull them out that we have to go, you know, fight another race, you know, to protect an incumbent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned about coming out with the vice presidential pick. You know, I heard a commentary the other day from Hugh Hewitt, and he talked about the idea that Trump should just switch into general election mode, you know, coming out of the, you know, these first contests here, if he's, you know, far and away, and start naming people like Supreme Court nominees and cabinet people, stuff like that. What do you think about that?
Well, words, everything in Washington, D.C., including going into Washington, D.C., you know, from a political standpoint, timing is everything. So you're going to have to do it in a step situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first thing would be to, you know, announce who he would choose as his vice president. And then the next big one would be somebody in the Department of Justice. And that one's going to be interesting, who he would possibly choose.
Indeed. And would his vice president pick be an heir apparent or, you know, somebody who's going to run in 4 years?
I don't think so. I think it would be a one-off.
Very interesting. All right, Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we are coming right back. We've got lots more to talk about on this Monday edition of the broadcast. Kyle Warren with you, and we are coming right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, everybody. This Monday edition, Martin Luther King Day edition of the program, of course. And, of course, the banks are going to be closed. No mail delivery today, of course, in honor of the Martin Luther King holiday, among some other things as well. But welcome back to the program, folks. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you know, of course, tomorrow morning, 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about what happened in the Iowa caucuses, and at least we're now into that zone, you know, where things are actually, you know, happening, and there's to some degree less speculation about what will be going on. Do you think Ramaswamy is going to hang on for a lot longer? It seems like he's got quite a deficit to try to make up, even. He seems to make some waves wherever he goes.
I believe that both he and DeSantis will certainly go on to the next caucus, if you will, either South Carolina or New Hampshire, before they make any kind of decisions. And the reason I say that is because they're going to take a long look at money and support coming out of Iowa and see where that necessarily goes.
Well, indeed, depending on their showing. I mean, if they come up kind of short, and it's interesting, too, because I guess where the story is in so many ways is that Nikki Haley would overtake Ron DeSantis in terms of becoming second place, at least in the polls. And we'll see how all this comes out, obviously. But that's not good for DeSantis.
Well, the other piece here that we tend to forget about is You know, what happens in, say, South Carolina and New Hampshire, given the lawsuits against Trump?
Right.
We tend to forget that it's the independents. You can't win an election without the independents. And if Trump ends up with, you know, some kind of decisions, court decisions, judges' decisions against him, then that's going to tell the independents, okay, we're out of here. So, you know, there are a lot of people that say every time that, you know, these things happen against Trump, his poll numbers go up. Well, but how many of those polls are actually polling independents?
Well, and that actually begs the question. I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, to some degree, the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat establishment, they may actually be banking on something like that. As much as they're trying to kick him off the ballot, yada, 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 maybe they're actually looking for something like that to happen because they have their own sort of, not internal polling, but they have their own sort of internal guidance on.
Well, I mean, Nikki Haley is too. I mean, she's even said chaos follows the man, right or wrong. Well, which, you know, what she really means by chaos are the lawsuits and the protests and you know, the media. They're spending so much time on Trump, you know, arriving in court, sitting in court, and what he says going into court, and what he says coming out of court. So, you know, she's putting a lot of spotlight on all of these legal cases against Trump, too.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, Trump was saying earlier that the storm has had zero effect. I'm sure it had some effect, but it doesn't look like it's having the kind of effect per se, that would be a major change to the caucuses.
Monetarily, it's having an effect because, mm-hmm. I mean, they are bleeding him financially. There's really no question about it. Now, we can't possibly know the extent of the monies that are outgoing, you know, with legal fees and that kind of thing. We have no idea. And we don't know the successes or the financial stability of his real estate empire. So, those two pieces right there, nobody really talks about.
And how long he could
sustain.
And
how long he can last. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he's gone through hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of lawyers. And a lot of them have left because he hasn't paid them. A lot of the lawyers that, you know, did defend him in cases that he hired actually were paid for by the RNC, and the RNC cut him off, I think, in the last year of his presidency. But, you know, there are organizations out there like Democracy Forward that sued Trump over 100 times while he was president.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that that's not going to start up again.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, again, 24 hours from now, we'll be talking about what's happening in the Iowa caucuses, obviously. But let's turn international here real quick. It looks like Beijing is not too impressed with Taiwan having an election and basically saying Taiwan is China's Taiwan.
Well, and, you know, hypocritically so, and been that way for quite some time, that the Biden administration is saying that they don't stand for Taiwan's independence. You know, they're still going with the one China policy. Yet we're, you know, providing everything possible for Taiwan to defend itself. And that if there is an attack, we would go defend Taiwan. We would go defend Taiwan militarily, but we don't do that with Ukraine? I mean, really?
Well, that's right. I remember when Biden said that, you know, a while back, and he says, yeah, we'll go over there militarily. They had to walk that back, but certainly, you're right, we give all kinds of aid and so forth. But if China moves against Taiwan, you know, getting involved militarily could be a major catastrophe. I hate to say, I know that our military can go and get the job done, but with what we've even seen in Ukraine, not giving them enough to actually win the thing and just kind of keep it going, I can't imagine what would happen in Taiwan.
If what we had given Ukraine to date, if we had given all of that to Ukraine just after Crimea, we wouldn't be having a discussion.
You're right. It would have been, and see, that would have been proactive. That would have been,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, I go back to General Schwarzkopf. I mean, you know, where are the people in the military like him? There never would have been, you know, this mess that we're in. And I would argue that 3/4 of what we have given them, if we had given it to them early, would never have been used. We would have gotten it back.
Mm-hmm. And Russia may have had a different calculus.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have died. And there's still no end in sight in this.
No. Yeah. No. That's exactly right.
No end
in sight.
There
wouldn't have been a Wagner group. And the Wagner group wouldn't have been operating in Latin America. Africa.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, what do you think with Benjamin Netanyahu? It's 100 days, basically, of the war against Hamas, between Hamas and Israel, and Netanyahu is saying nobody's going to keep us, you know, from our goals, our mission, basically.
God bless the man for standing his ground.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is that what he is doing is really helping other Middle Eastern countries, and especially Saudi Arabia. So, you know, poor Israel is fighting the fight for really everybody. And
To. Now, and just hearkening back to something I think you may have mentioned a while back, and that is countries like Saudi Arabia, other Arab states, they actually want Hamas to be dealt with by Israel, but they can't publicly announce such a thing for obvious reasons.
Precisely.
Yeah. And so, obviously, and then we had the big protest over the weekend at the White House, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's a bad day, if you ask me.
Well, and from what I can tell, nobody was arrested.
Exactly. And they threw stuff, and they threw stuff at police, and, you know, all this stuff. So, I mean,
yeah, rocks and sticks and bottles and climbing the fence and whatnot. I mean, really?
Well,
to the point where they had to evacuate a lot of the White House staff.
Well, that's right. And didn't Joe Biden at the AME church just a few days ago, when he had the protesters there, said, "I understand your passion." You know, that's what he told them. You know,
Wiggly. That's kind of a wiggly, you know, little statement to make.
Well, Denise Simon, stay right there. We're coming right back. And, of course, we'll open up the telephone lines for the bottom of the hour. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you as we race through this Monday edition. I said we were going to make it fun. I did. Fennel meter is lighting up. Stay right there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. Frigid conditions across the United States this Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri at the playoff game. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shatters in the freeze during the game. His backup helmet also frozen. The weather was way too much for the Miami Dolphins, Kansas City winning the game 26-7. Now, despite all this unbelievably cold weather, Republican presidential hopefuls on the campaign trail in Iowa ahead of the caucuses tomorrow night. Sound from former President Trump Trump, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis.
It's going to be a little bit of a trek. Nobody knows how exactly we're going to get there, but we're going to figure it out.
This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can.
I was shocked at how many people were willing to come, given how much snow's on the ground, but I'm going to use every minute I can to be able to win votes.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Pile One.
So, yes, voters are still wondering about Bidenomics. They're wondering about it, and they're wondering how much longer it's going to last, I'm sure. But they're still worried about how expensive things are. But if you're a Biden official, or if you're carrying the water and you're a former Democrat official, well, it's all good. As long as we explain it to you enough, then you'll kind of stop your whining and sort of get with the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to our program. We've got the better program here, I think. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, the Bidenomics thing is as long as they explain it to us, then maybe we'll eventually get it and realize that it's not as bad as we think, something like that. What do you think?
Look, there are pieces of the economy that, gasoline the price of gasoline at the pump may have come down some, and that's good. That's a good thing. It should come down more, but with what's going on in the Red Sea, not so likely. But there's a couple other things that are gotten ridiculously high, and that's the cost of housing, whether it's a mortgage or whether it's rent. And both of those are really outrageous to the point where people trying to find housing are just being, priced out. So what's happening? Well, people are having to double up with each other. Then there's the matter of insurance. And insurance for cars, insurance for homes, those in health insurance, outrageous. Education, the cost of education has not come down when it comes to college education. It, mm-hmm. it to
is ridiculous. So Bidenomics, when, you know, they talk about, and of course food, I mean, food is still ridiculous. So Biden economic only talks about, what does it say, the price of prescription drugs. Well, they only talk about insulin. They don't really talk about any of the other drugs.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, we got a direct message here. This is from Mark in Clearwater. He asks to say, writes in to say, please ask Denise what she thinks about Mike Pompeo as VP. He's been my choice for a long time.
I actually wanted him to, he or Tom Cotton, to be on a ticket. But I don't think Pompeo wants that as VP. I think he would rather go back over actually to the State Department, or he was once at CIA,
mm-hmm.
Because both of those agencies have gotten exponentially much worse under the Biden administration, and Pompeo was making some great strides.
Oh, definitely.
So
definitely.
I'd like, if he goes back into the administration, that's where I'd like to see him.
All right. Good answer. We appreciate the direct message, Mark, in Clearwater. Okay, time for a lightning round, callers, because we have our lines lighting up, everybody. We're going to start with Mary in St. Pete this morning. Good morning, Mary. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to bring attention to the fact that the WEF is starting up again in 5 days this week. Also, there's an article in Zero Hedge by Alex Rayner about the WHO, the Marburg pandemic, and the foundation of the framework made in 1963, reading the Communist Manifesto into the congressional record, which outlines 45 changes that would need to be completed in order to convert the United States into a communist-like dictatorial system.
Mm.
But that was in 1963 when JFK was assassinated, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There was a report from the Iron Mountain, which was created after that. And just for funsies, the World Health Organization is the one that has locked up the world in a five-year Marburg pandemic to have a global pandemic. So anybody connected with any kind of illnesses like Fauci, Dashnak, Francis Collins, and Bill Gates can't be prosecuted for crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, if people don't start looking at that, it's not a matter of what's going on in the United States. The United States is being held hostage right now under the WHO, and it is not China to be targeted as the perpetrator. It is really, in fact, the people who are funding the WHO, the biggest one of which is the United States.
I tell you what, Mary, let's let Denise respond to that so we can get to our other callers as well. But thanks
Thank
for your
you.
Call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, what do you think,
There's
going to
be a lot of moving piece parts in this, and I think that they've actually named this Davos thing Regaining Trust. I think that was kind of the subtitle of this year's event.
Regaining Trust.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, we got Backgammon and Bob calling in this morning. Good morning, Backgammon and Bob.
Oh, good morning. For VP, I like Carrie Lake. What I wanted to ask Denise about was the legal case against Trump. This Fannie person down in Atlanta, she said she seems to be in a lot of trouble. What is the summation of Trump's situation, all the different legal cases? All right, that's it.
Excellent question. All right, Denise, what do you think?
Well, Fannie's in trouble. Congress is getting ready to investigate her. She spoke at a church yesterday and said that, you know, all of her issues against her are all based on racism. You know, we have to put that in there. So we'll see, because there's a lot of collaboration that happened with Letitia James in New York and Fannie Willis and Atlanta, with people like the J6 committee, this White House, and Adam Schiff. So whatever the decisions are going to be, they'll all be appealed.
But you can bet there's a whole pile of lawyers that are looking at the Fannie Willis thing right now. Now, I don't know about where we are with the documents case out of the Mar-a-Lago thing, but I think there's a pile of lawyers that are looking at how the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, was not named legally.
Right. Yeah, he wasn't appointed properly. Yeah. I mean, imagine if it was flipped around. Can you imagine what the Democrats would be saying?
Precisely.
Tell you what, let's head over to line three. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada listening this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Kyle, good morning. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's a real treat. I didn't know you were going to be on tonight. let me just get to one point. A problem is Congress has no enforcement mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can only make recommendations. DOJ is the enforcement agency, and they will do nothing as long as Biden remains in the White House. And as long as there is a Democrat in the Oval Office, these guys walk around with Teflon.
Yep.
Let me get to my other point. You know, Kyle, I was listening to your show the other night, and I touched upon something with the fingerprints. There's so much to say, I'm going to try to narrow my focus.
Yeah, real quick, we've got just about a minute. Yes, please.
Yeah, Denise, I have a theory. I want you to comment about it. I think, to me, the best 1-2 punch for the Republican ticket would be Trump-DeSantis. Now, there's a dichotomy here, an irony here. You know, DeSantis is going to attack Trump. The dominant media loves anybody who attacks Trump. They will give him airtime. The problem for them is DeSantis' message magnifies the message of Trump and the MAGA Republicans. It works actually, ironically, I think, to their, it doesn't work good for them.
Yeah,
so it reinforces Trump, I believe, but it's never going to happen. But, it would be a tremendous 1-2 punch.
Yeah, good point.
I'll take the comment off the air.
Sounds good. Thank you, Neil. Thanks for calling. What do you think, Denise? We got about 30
seconds. Well, if he wanted a shark like that, I'm not sure that, while DeSantis can be a shark, the bigger shark would be Chris Christie. Because he's a former federal prosecutor, too. So, there's a lot of disdain and hatred that Chris Christie has for Trump. But, to kind of mend fences, put Chris Christie in the Department of Justice and see how things go.
You never know. That's right. He may be like Truman. He may be an SOB, but he's our SOB.
Precisely.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Denise Simon, great conversation this morning. Very informative. Thank you so much. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. FoundersCode.com is the website. And we're coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Monday edition continues.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Monday edition. And we are having fun. I will say that. I think that if we had a caucus, I'd say that's about right. But welcome back, everybody. 949-822-7959, of course. And we are going to be talking now, of course, with our good friend, Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here on our home station, our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. That's Saturdays at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and that's Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So, again, Saturdays 5 a.m. Eastern, Sundays 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday. And we're glad to have him with us this morning, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, a lot going on today. Of course, we've got the Iowa caucuses happening. Do you think there's going to be any sort of weird upset happen there, or do you think it's going to kind of fall out where these polls are, at least in terms, maybe not the exact numbers, but, of course, obviously the lineup maybe?
I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. I don't even understand, you know, quite frankly, how they go about working. Obviously, there's a scenario now because of the weather, but the throwing factors in there. Sometimes the polls haven't been accurate within that state, but, you know, I you know, we shall see. But, you know, from the looks of things, it looks like it's pretty much done. I mean, this past week you watched the debate, you know, last Wednesday, and it left much, in my opinion, to be desired. I was very, very, I don't know. It was childish, I think, as, you know, being mild in regards to how ridiculous, you know, it was. It wasn't, you know, in regard, they dealt with basically making fun of one another. You're a liar. I'm a liar. No, you're a liar. You're a liar. It was very difficult to watch compared to debates of yesteryear, which I kind of, you know, wish we went back to. We were actually talking about policies rather than trying to play gotcha. I mean, both candidates had hand answered, so it looked like that they were almost reading off of the script, or they were trying to recall what their debate experts were telling them to do, and I didn't think they fared very well. So, again, I probably don't see much in regards to any change.
Well, I'm with you on that, so that's for sure. Well, certainly we see things happening in the economy right now, and one of the things at least connected in with the Iowa caucuses is that voters don't believe Bidenomics. They still believe that things are way too expensive. But if you're a former, you know, Obama official, or if you're a current Biden official, we're always being told that, you know, these wages are so good right now, and evidently that's enough to make sure that Bidenomics is doing the right thing for everybody, and that somehow in the next few months the polling for Biden will improve. Do you think that there's any path for that?
I don't. I mean, again, you can go to the government's own website. You can go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and look up their inflation calculator, their CPI calculator, and you can go pre-COVID. You can go pre-COVID. You can go to the, you know, December, you know, 2019 to December 2023. You put a dollar in the calculator and December of 2019 and go to 2023, December 2023, and your dollar, it will, you know, today you need $1.20 to buy the same amount of goods that you could back in 2019. That's not good. I mean, that's a 20% loss in buying power in 3 years. I mean, that's significant, quite frankly. It really is. And, you know, people are feeling that.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And I guess no amount of explaining from officials or pundits or whatever can really convince people that when they go to the store and have to buy things, that it's all working out. It's actually really good. You know, it seems a little hard. One of the other things we saw, too, is that office space across America, they're the emptiest they've been in the last 40 years. And a lot of this, of course, has to do with the pandemic, but also a lot of it has to do with remote work. I mean, is there a doom cycle now for all these buildings? I mean, it just seems to me that they can't really be retooled very easily, and they're just going to be fallow to a great degree.
Yeah, it's another problem that's facing, you know, many urban areas right now that, again, is not being dealt with properly. Again, you need some really, you know, some outside-the-box type of thinking at this point in time, because it is a doom loop. The people are not going to come back. The businesses are not going to be doing the same thing. Many of these buildings, you're right, quite frankly, you have a buildings that were built back in the, say, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, a lot of these buildings are the size of an entire city block, and you can't turn them into apartments. I mean, you got to think about, you know, you got to really kind of understand how big a city block is and how big these buildings are. It's impossible. You can't have apartments and things without windows in them in the middle. So they need to have, you know, massive amounts of knockdowns that need to be done. I mean, we joked around, you know, about New York City. I said, you know, maybe it's time the Jets get their new stadium, and they put a stadium up in New York or knock down some of these buildings, because these areas are just not coming back. They're not. And again, you really need some outside the box thinking to fix this, because you know, this trend started prior to COVID. I mean, it's obviously COVID exacerbated the entire thing, but you know, it's most certainly changed the dynamic. And right now, you're going to have a lot of interesting scenarios when it comes to banks and whatnot that are holding on to bad paper. We had over-leveraged buildings that were built, quite frankly, 60 years ago.
Well, indeed. And part of this, too, is not just the office space, but retail space. You know, and you've mentioned before on the program here about, you know, shrinking of that, because what will be offered in retail space will be rather limited as online shopping continues. But also throw into the mix the fact that everything has to be behind like a plastic barrier now to have the, have them come and lock the deodorant section for you in the grocery store, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Well, retail, the dynamic of retail is most certainly changed. They're going to have to, need a much, much smaller footprint. You know, I think about, you know, buildings, you know, even massive department stores, the, you know, kind of iconic, you know, Macy's Herald Square there in New York City. You know, that's an enormous, enormous building. That's, you know, quite frankly, it's an asset because it's right near the train station there as well. There's something that could be maybe changed and moved to residential because, you know, or mixed use, because those are the areas and the buildings that are doing quite well, because people who have to come into the city, they don't feel like going into the city on a train and hopping on a subway or going somewhere else. And properties that are doing well in urban areas, the ones that are closest to mass transportation. And, you know, those are some of the areas that could be revitalized.
Well, indeed, because that way also people don't have to go so far for entertainment or food or things like that in the context of their day. But also, though, you know, we see like Google is evidently laying off a lot of people. Citigroup announced plans to cut some 20,000 jobs over the next 2 years. I mean, this isn't confined to these companies, but what are these kinds of layoffs or cutbacks signal? Is it a problem in the economy, or is it just a restructuring of some way?
It's a lot of it's restructuring. A lot of these companies, I was laughing at the time. I said, what are they doing? Were they hiring? You know, the Citigroup has been a mess for, you know, now you're going back, you know, prior to the Great Recession, mistakes that it made and never bounced back from that. They need to do a lot there. And again, massive layoffs. You're talking over 20,000 people at Citigroup for one, and you're starting to see cutbacks to other financial services firms, and also still a lot of tech firms are going to have to be laying people off. Also, based upon the type of hiring that they did during COVID, which was unnecessary, and you know, they're figuring out what works and doesn't work. And you know, now when they see slowing signs in the economy, this is the natural thing that they're going to do.
Well, indeed, and of course, in about the 10 seconds we have left here. Obviously, one of the big things is going to be interest rates, and if they begin to lower them, will that really start to unlock the housing market, do you think?
Unlocking the housing market is going to be dealing with more inventory right now. It's just there's not enough, and, you know, that's what really needs to be handled, is, you know, the regards to not having enough homes.
Mm-hmm. Very cool indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. This goes by way too fast every morning. I'm glad to talk with you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. Thanks. You too. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming up to the top of the hour. Coming back with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Here we are, folks. Hour 3 in the books. Stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.